Episode 1900, Keep Moving Forward.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Happy Day. It is a brand new day. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. And guess what? You have the opportunity to wake up your heart and fill it with joy. For one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So keep moving forward. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, Martin Luther King Jr. said this, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." How did you feel when you woke up this morning? Were you raring to go, enthusiastic for what's to come? Maybe you were a little bit, but not with such enthusiasm. That's just where we are in this world today. However, I want to encourage you. Today is just a blink in God's time. It may feel like an eternity where you sit, but know this too shall pass. When we moved down south here, we purchased a home and we're on a really, really busy road. And it's a road that when there's an emergency, you've got the police, the fire station, the ambulance. Okay, not the fire station, but the fire trucks, the ambulances. They're all coming down our street, up and down, sirens blaring. And at first when we moved in, I would hear the sirens and I would say a prayer for those involved. It's something I've always done, no matter where we've lived, if we're on vacation, whatever. If I see something happening, it's something that I do. I pray both for the responders and also to those who are involved in the situation. But now, when I hear sirens, I pause even more. Sometimes we need a major disruption in our lives to wake up. Some would argue this is out of line and God would not do this. Yet I believe there is a time for everything. Not that God directly caused it. We're not going to go there with that discussion. We might be here a while. But He is definitely using it to grab a hold of our hearts and heads. When you hear sirens blaring in your life, what do you think? Do you freeze in the moment or do you keep moving forward? If there is a possibility of danger, it's easy to freeze and become stuck, isn't it? I know I do it. It's like, it's that, oh my gosh, even looking for excuses not to keep moving forward. We do anything and everything to not have to do what? Make a change, to do something different, out of our everyday ordinary. Who really wants to walk into the fire? No one. So what can you do to keep moving forward even though you are being told to be still? Hope is not within man himself. God is the only one who can make the valley of trouble a door of hope. What mountain do you feel like you can't climb today? Maybe it does have something to do with COVID-19, the coronavirus. You know, I was uploading my episode for tomorrow for the archive, and we have 6 archives. And if you're like, what does that mean? So not to go into great detail, but there are certain areas where the podcasts are held that they do not allow so many episodes to be on one. So I have multiple archives on Apple Tunes, and I also have it on other areas, Spotify, etc. Now you can always go to Create Your Now and all of the episodes are there, all over now 1900. Yes, this is number 1900, but we even have some because we had bonus material or the fit material, kitchen ones. And so we're getting closer now, embarking on 1950, which is so exciting. And I can't believe we're going to hit the 2000 mark. I'm just like, really? But when I uploaded the archive, I stopped for just a moment and thought, when somebody hears this 6 months from now, a year from now, 10 years from now, what are they going to think? Because right now we are a part of history. But it doesn't matter if you are feeling lost because of the coronavirus COVID-19 that we're experiencing here in March of 2020. It may be you're trying to build a business. It might be that you are experiencing tension within your marriage. Maybe you're trying to figure out your corporate job and you don't know what that looks like. But what you do know is that you feel like you're walking into the fire every single day. And now you're being told to be still. And you're like, how can I? If I'm still, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. How does that keep me moving forward? Remember, hope is not within man himself. God is the only one who can make the valley of trouble a door of hope. Psalm 46:10 says this, "Be still and know that I am God." Did you know that when you are still, that means it's an intentional action? That doesn't mean that you're lazy. Some people read that and they're like, okay, be still. I just got to sit around and wait for God. No, you still need to do your part. But the thing is you don't have to have all the answers, but you know who does. And that's the difference. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 71 verse 14 says, "As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you, Lord, more and more." Don't let your hope fall flat. Don't let your hope be taken away by the claim of the coronavirus COVID-19. Don't let it. Don't let your hope be squashed because of your failures or what you see as failures in your business, in your relationship with your children, in life, your career. Keep moving forward. Don't let your feelings control your actions. Reactions usually get us into trouble. I know, been there, done that. Respond with thoughtful and informed actions. Listen to those who have your best interest at heart. You may not like it, but it's important that we listen to those who know more than us. Don't make assumptions for your own self if someone's trying to guide you appropriately. Someone who is wise. Take heed to that wisdom. Respond with thoughtful and informed actions. Talk to God more. God wants to draw close to you. What better time? Sing songs that make you smile. Be goofy. I think there are times that we just get so wrapped up in having to have everything in order. Did you realize that we live in a world of disorder? And the only one that can cause order is God alone. Maybe you put a hold on starting your business. Maybe you spend more time with your family. Maybe you clean out a linen closet in all this craziness. Maybe you need to just be still. Be intentional. All of which what? They're moving you forward. Who can't help but have a little Walt Disney? I know, maybe you can't go to the parks right now because they're closed too, but we can listen to what Walt Disney said. We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're not being asked to run a marathon in 1 minute. Your life is a marathon. And you have to take one step at a time to lead you to miles of greatness. There's going to be mountains you're going to have to climb. There's going to be valleys you're going to have to go through. But know that you're never alone. Keep moving forward. We don't have to stop just because we feel confined. Moving forward doesn't mean you have to be out and about in the world. You can keep moving forward when you are present. Take this time. Lead with hope, knowing that this too shall pass. God's got this, and God's got you. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.